Running a business is already demanding enough. And if you are adding Instagram marketing to your already full to-do list, it can be really overwhelming. That's why it's better to start with lower frequency and gradually increase as you create better flow for creating your content. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. We all know that consistency on Instagram is important to growing your community, driving engagement, building brand awareness, and ultimately getting sales to your business. However, keeping up with the demands of posting regularly can sometimes feel like a very daunting task. That's why today I've got some tried and tested tips to make post creation easier for you so you can stay on track for the long term. If you are a busy business owner and want to improve your consistency with posting on Instagram, this episode is for you. I'm going to share with you 7 actionable tips to help you stay consistent on Instagram for your business, clever hacks for boosting efficiency in Instagram content creation, my savvy strategies for making more posts with less time, as well as few tips on how to streamline your content creation process. But before we dive in, I'd like to kindly ask you, if you find this episode valuable and learned something, if you could take a minute and leave a review. It shows me that content I'm sharing here is helpful and motivates me to keep going. And I would very much appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let's get into it. Tip number 1 to stay consistent on Instagram is set a realistic posting schedule. It's so important to be realistic about what can you commit to, start small, and add more later. I can't stress this enough. Committing to posting 5 times a week or even a twice a week if you are just starting may seem doable at first, but if you don't have a system set in place to support you and sustain it in the long term, it can shortly lead to burnout, frustration, and inconsistency. Running a business is already demanding enough. And if you are adding Instagram marketing to your already full to-do list, it can be really overwhelming. That's why it's better to start with lower frequency and gradually increase as you create better flow for creating your content. And I know that you will hear experts saying that you need to post 5 to 7 times a week or more if you want to grow on Instagram, but let's put things into perspective. This level of posting may not be realistic for everyone, especially when you're starting out or if you have other more important priorities in your business right now. It's something that you can work towards gradually as you establish your content creation routine and get faster. If you increase your post frequency over time, it will help you consistent for the long term. It's better to commit to posting 1 to 2 times a week and increase to 5 times a week rather than starting with 7 posts a week and quitting after the first week completely exhausted. I have definitely done this mistake when I first started. Okay, moving on to tip number 2. Plan in advance what you are going to post and when you are going to create your posts. As Phil Jones says, the worst time to think about what you are going to say is when you are going to say it. Without a plan in place, you may find yourself scrambling to come up with content ideas at the last minute or struggling to find a time to create and post consistently for your business. There is just nothing more annoying than realizing that you need to post today, but you actually don't have anything to post and don't even know what you should post, so you end up whipping up a last-minute post that ends up taking you at least 45 minutes, only to end up with something that lacks strategy and brings no actual results to your business. Remember, the real purpose behind posting is to market your business and your upcoming launches. And that is really, really hard to do if you're creating your posts last minute on the go. If you plan in advance, you can be more strategic with your post. You can plan out your posts based on what product or offers you need to be promoting in specific weeks, based on your upcoming launches in your business, which of course increases the likelihood of actually driving sales to your business from your Instagram efforts. Plus, if you have more time, you can be more intentional about writing down benefits of your product or service. You can think about the vibe you want to create with your posts. You can think about what's the actual purpose with the post. What do you want people to do? You can create better call to actions. You can write better captions if you give yourself enough time to prepare. And of course, if you do it in advance, you have more time to record it, which means you're more creative. Having a content calendar is my favorite way to plan out my content. I use Notion for it now, but for years, when I started to use social media for my business, I used Google Sheets calendar to do that. It just helped me to keep all of my post ideas and captions and hashtags all in my place so I could stay consistent. And if you don't have a content calendar and are curious about it, I'll make sure to link mine in show notes for you. Before I move on to next step, I also want to mention that it's also important to plan in advance and commit when you're going to be creating your posts. Without a clear plan and having it scheduled when you are going to do it, it's way too easy for other tasks and priorities to take over and for you to leave Instagram posts to last minute again and again. But by setting aside designated blocks of time for your content recording and writing captions and making it a routine part of your schedule, you can ensure that you always have a steady stream of content ready to go and won't find yourself anymore in a stress of last-minute scrambling to record something. You can carve out a few hours each week, every other week, or every month, whatever you can accommodate based on your schedule. Which takes me to the tip number 3, batch your posts. I would never be able to grow my business on social media and with content marketing if I would not batch several posts or podcasts or newsletters at the same time. It's way too inefficient to create just one post at a time. For example, I have batch sessions where I plan out all of my upcoming content for month ahead, like the topics and what's the purpose. Then I batch session where I create all of my carousel posts for Instagram for month ahead. Then I have a batch session where I plan out and prepare all Instagram stories for my upcoming promotion. Batch session where I record talking videos all at once. The list goes on and on. Batching sessions allow you to be more efficient because you focus on one type of content creation task at a time and avoid task switching, which can overload your brain, decrease your productivity, and often leaves you overwhelmed and frustrated. So If you want to start batching and have no idea, like, how does this work? The first thing I recommend is to just write down the different types of content you create and make a list of all the tasks involved in bringing each piece of content to life. And then think about how can you group similar tasks together to create your batching sessions. This may take some trial and error to figure out what works best for you, but once you do, you'll wonder how you ever managed without it. Okay, you know that when I try a business tool that saves me hours of my time and allows me to achieve better results for my business, I'm hooked. And I've got to share it with you. Let me introduce you to Flick. Or should I say my secret Instagram helper? Flick helps you to take the guesswork out of finding hashtags so your content can be discovered by your ideal audience. No more using random hashtags that don't do anything for your business. With Flick, you can find hashtags for your niche within a minute and save them in app directly for future use. Thanks to their next level analytics, you can grow your reach with over 20 key metrics you won't find on Instagram. Learn which hashtags to use, what's the best time to post for you, and you can even use their scheduling tool to plan out your content. It's one of my favorite apps of all time. If you'd like to join me and over 20,000 business owners and save time while growing your business on Instagram with Flick, you can start your free trial today via link in the show notes of this episode. Tip number 4, have a library of B-roll. What exactly is a B-roll? Well, B-roll is the background scenery in your video. It's the shots that show what's happening around the main action of your reel. So for example, if the main part of your reel is product your customer ordered, then maybe B-roll might be clips of you packaging that product and making that product, where we can't really see what exact product you are working on. Therefore, you can reuse those same clips for several videos. If I am making talking video sharing my story about growing on Instagram, for example, I can use clips in between that show me recording content, planning content on computer, and so on. When you are putting together reels, having that extra video footage ready can just save you so much time because you can put together reels from the clips that you already have in your camera without always having to record new clips. Plus, sometimes you can create reels by just using your B-roll footage. Tip number 5. Create a library of evergreen content you can repost and reuse. Keeping up with the demand for always creating new, fresh, engaging content can feel like a never-ending cycle. However, there is a secret weapon that many business owners, including me, use to make it easier, and that is called evergreen content. Wait, what exactly is evergreen content, you wonder? Well, simply said, it's a content that stays relevant and valuable to your audience long after it's been published. Unlike trending content, which may quickly become outdated, evergreen type of posts address timeless topics, questions, or pain points that are relevant to your audience regardless of the current trends or season. This means that you can repost and repurpose evergreen content without worrying about it becoming outdated, which will save you time and resources in the long run. Plus, evergreen content is a goldmine for search engine optimization and getting found by your target audience, as often you are creating evergreen content based on the questions and topics your target audience is already looking for online. For example, evergreen content for product business are often how-to guides demonstrating practical tutorial around your products. A skincare company could create how-to guide on creating a daily skincare routine using their product. People are always looking for daily skincare routines. Therefore, this piece of content is relevant for a long time and could be reposted in the future, no matter what season or trends are currently going on social media. The same goes for service-based businesses. For example, if you offer parenting classes or coaching services for parents, you could create posts for new parents, such as sleep training guides or tips for transitioning to solid foods. You get the point. It's always something your target audience is already looking for online and they need to know the answers. Tip number 6, repost your posts. If you're not reposting your best performing posts, you are really making it a lot harder for yourself than it needs to be. Only a percentage of your followers see your posts. Plus, as you are growing your account, probably a lot of your new followers haven't seen a lot of your old posts, no matter how good they performed in the past. Now, you may wonder, what do I mean by reposting the post? I mean, look through your Instagram account and scroll down to 5+ months ago and look at a post that had the most engagement and simply post it again. You can even use exact same caption and hashtag you did at the time. Hopefully, you have your content backed up, saved somewhere so you can easily access it. And if you don't, you can always look at the day you posted it on Instagram and then search for that day in a camera roll on your phone to that specific day. And hopefully you're going to have a copy that you published at a time still in your phone. And if it's a reel, you can always use snapinsta.app on computer to download it without a watermark. Tip number 7, have a library of photos for your Instagram stories. We know that showing up consistently on Instagram stories can help you build a deeper connection with your audience, but it may feel like, oh, just another thing you have to do. One of the hacks that can help you is if you create an album on your camera roll for Instagram stories and start taking common pictures that you often share on your stories. Maybe you often share your morning coffee, selfie of yourself, your desk or your dog, or when you are going for a walk. Think about it like building your own little photo bank. Need to post a quick story but don't have time to take a new photo, or you are in your pajamas and you don't really want to show up in pajamas on your stories? No problem. Just dip into your library, pick a photo that fits the vibe, and type in your message. It's quick, it's easy, and it ensures that you're still showing up for your audience without adding extra stress to your day. Literally, no one will remember that you used the same picture of your coffee 3 months ago. The point is to have the visual images that you can pair up with your current genuine messages that you want to share today. Okay, one more bonus tip. Reuse your captions for several posts. Repurposing captions is such a brilliant time-saving hack for Instagram, and I think that not enough people are taking advantage of this. Instead of always writing fresh captions for every single new post, why not to reuse captions that have already proven to engage your audience in the past? As you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, pay attention to the captions that really resonate with your audience, the ones that get lots of likes, comments, and shares. And now, instead of using these captions just once and forgetting about them and doing the whole work all over again, save them in your content calendar or Google Docs or wherever you are saving your content. And think of it as building your own library of captions. Remember how I mentioned earlier how I used my Google Sheets content planner for it? That's where I would keep all of my captions organized based on content pillars, so I could easily just copy and paste them. And then the next time, when you're stuck for a caption or you just want to create a lot more posts, but you're tight on time, you can go back to your caption library and pull out what fits that post. And you can either copy and paste it, or you can even just do some adjustments and tweak the caption slightly to fit the specific context of your new post. But you don't have to do the full work of crafting the whole caption all over again. Okay, that brings out to our episode summary, as we always do in the end. So let me summarize these 7 tips again so you can stay consistent on Instagram. 1, set realistic posting schedule. Start slow and add frequency gradually. 2, plan in advance when you are going to post and when you are going to create your posts. 3, batch your posts. Save yourself time by creating several posts at the same time. 4, create a library of B-roll that you can reuse over and over and over again without having to always take a new video clips. 5, create a library of evergreen content you can reuse again and again, no matter what season or trends are currently trending. 6, repost your best performing posts. 7, have a library of photos for your Instagram stories so you can post if you have something to say, even if you are in your pajamas. And a bonus tip, reuse your captions for more than one post. I hope this episode was helpful for you. And if you are going to give a try any of the tips I mentioned here, let me know on Instagram at SmallBizBabesCommunity. Thank you so, so much for tuning in, and I'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at SmallBizBabesCommunity so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at SmallBizBabesCommunity for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.